brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into the third and final hour of this live Monday, April 3rd, 2006 edition, first broadcast of the new month. And the former head of the Star Wars program, Dr. Robert M. Bowman, joins us. He's been a presidential candidate on the reform ticket. He is also running for Congress right now in Florida. All of his websites, Bowman 2006 and others, are up on Infowars.com right now. He'll be with us now for the next 20 minutes, getting into his views on Iraq, Iran, and what's really happening over in Iraq. And then before he leaves us, I've also got a few questions about inside Star Wars. And then we've got Bob Dacey joining us in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast to talk about his confrontation with Chairman Keane last Friday with my crew as well. We'll have some audio clips of part of his speech, the question and answer, all of it, the press conference. It's just amazing stuff. So that's coming up in T-minus 29 minutes. Right now, going back to Dr. Bowman, you've got the floor, sir. Give us your view on Iraq, where it's going, where Iran's going.
Okay. I joined the Air Force to protect our borders and our people, not the financial interests of Folgers, Chiquita Banana, Exxon, and Halliburton. Now, I think we've had enough corporate wars. That's what Iraq is. I say no more Iraqs, no more El Salvadors, no more Kosovos, no more Colombias, and no Iran. You know, these are not isolated incidents of stupidity. They're part of a long, bloody history of foreign policy being conducted for the financial interests of the wealthy few. And it's a new form of colonialism. It violates our Constitution. It endangers our people. It mortgages our future. It wastes our youth. And it is treason, and it must be stopped.
And it destroys the good name of America.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're being isolated in the world. We're an outcast among the nations. We're the number one rogue nation on earth. Well, people ask me, you know, why on earth I'm running for Congress, Democrat, down here in Florida. As a pilot who flew those 101 combat missions in Vietnam, I swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and that includes a renegade president. I think it's time for George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, Condoleezza Rice, and the whole oil mafia to be removed from office and indicted for treason. And if I get elected to Congress, I'm going to go in that direction. I think we owe it to the men and women serving in Iraq to end our occupation, restore our credibility and honor, and bring them home. And the only way to do that is to give up control of the Iraqi oil, give up control of the rebuilding contracts, and give up the 14 permanent military bases we're building in Iraq. Those are the three reasons that we went into Iraq in the first place.
Why are they so arrogant? I mean, they know that 70%+ are now against them, and they just seem to have more hubris than ever.
Well, you know, those things are what they really went to war for in the first place. It was the reason for 9/11, is to give them an excuse to go into Iraq. It was their, you know, new Pearl Harbor. And they're not going to get out unless they're forced out. If we had a Congress that served the needs of the American people and served the Constitution of the United States, instead of giving an appointed president a blank check to go in there, the members of Congress would say, hell no, and they would refuse any money to continue that war. What they can do now is say, we will provide money for armor for our troops. We'll provide money for safely extracting them from that quagmire while they're still alive. But we will not appropriate another dime to go over there and get our troops killed for your oil.
Bravo. We got a break. We'll come back with our final segment with Dr. Bowman. We'll get more into Iraq, more into Iran, and how to stop these neocons and their Democratic accomplices on the other side. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and Infowars.net. Check them out. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon-222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that a semi-secret organization called the Council on Foreign Relations was founded in 1921 by Marxist Colonel Edward Mandel House, who was the personal advisor to President Woodrow Wilson? Its objective was to capture the foreign policy section of the State Department to help direct U.S. influence in the overthrow of targeted nations for communism. They were successful in the overthrow of Cuba and the Union of South Africa and many others. They control foreign policy in America this very moment in time. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass and how they'll affect you by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The global control freaks, the corporatists, the global fascists that fund both sides of the political paradigm, engaging them at point-blank range in the info war, smashing their capital ships that pump out the lies, discrediting their frauds, more and more people coming forward, speaking out, calling for treason charges, calling for the arrest of these criminals. We're trying to derail an attempt at a Nazi Germany slash Sovietized style takeover of the planet. And make no mistakes, that's all those were in the past, were other examples of empire. And we are here with this neo-colonialism where we're being colonized as well. So many Americans think, oh yeah, we are getting their oil. I hear them on talk radio, but good, we're the empire. As if you're part of that. No, you're going to have your pension funds taken. You're going to have your taxes taken to pay for multinational corporations to go around raping everyone. It's our final segment with Dr. Bob Bowman, former head of Star Wars program, and he's running for Congress right now. He's exposed 9/11, talking about the inside job and all the evidence that points at that in the last hour. Powerful revelations. And we've got links to his different websites at InfoWars.com right now. Sir, you know, talking about global empire, talking about these global corporations, they've got to know that they're endangering the entire stability of the planet and our very civilization by their wild gambles for more power and control. Do you think they'll be able to attack Iran? Do you think they're going to be able to get that launched?
Well, I sure hope not, but at this point, I'm not sure how we can stop them, except I have great hopes that the people in the military can put a stop to it. Got a little story for you. At least twice in our recent history, the military chain of command within the White House has essentially prevented World War III. They took the button out of the hands of the president. One time was under Richard Nixon when he was under threat of impeachment, and he was very unstable at that point. And the people within the White House, I know because they're friends of mine, the people who had the football and could initiate nuclear war, talked to each other and said, what are we going to do, you know, if he says nuke the Russians? And this happened again under Reagan. And they made up they decided that, you know, first there would be the question, why, sir? And unless there was a damn good answer, nothing was going to happen. Because they took the same oath I did to defend the Constitution of the United States and protect it against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That's right. You follow that. You don't follow the Fuhrer.
That's right. So I am hopeful that there will be enough people in the Pentagon and generals willing to be fired, like General Shinseski was, who dared tell the truth about what it would take to pacify Iraq, willing to be fired to say the truth and not do something which is illegal, immoral, unconstitutional, against the Nuremberg principles and a war crime.
Well, let me raise that point that you just brought up. Even Secretary White, who was a crook involved with Enron and the fake trading and the rest of it, they appointed their own crony as Secretary of the Army. He said, look, all my generals say 400,000 troops and it'll still probably fail. And they said, I want your resignation tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with Shinseki and others canning him. I mean, even people that are pretty much on their side go, look, we just can't do this. It just won't work. And Bush says you're fired, as if firing people will suddenly make it work.
Yeah. Well, I'm just hoping that there are enough people in the military, and I know a lot of them, and I have great respect for them, that are willing to get themselves fired before getting this country into another quagmire, another war of aggression, and God help us, and God grant us regime change in Washington, D.C.
Did your sources back during Nixon and Reagan say that, I mean, certainly Nixon has come out, was planning to bomb his own convention to blame it on his political enemies. That's admitted. And I know that he was in some danger of starting a war in the Middle East just to get himself extricated from all of this. Are you saying that from your sources, when you were, later the head of, I guess, the Space Command and the whole Star Wars secret project at the time, you're saying you've been told by high-level sources that, I mean, was there a concern he'd do it because he was on all those meds going crazy, talking to himself, or was there some type of inkling that he might attack somebody to get out of hot water?
A little of both.
Well, see, that's what I'm afraid of. I think the neocons have decided they're going to do whatever it takes. Cheney doesn't think he has long to live with the 6 heart attacks, basically like Darth Vader, with all the apparatus he has with him and four heart experts at all times. It just seems like these guys want to go out with a bang like they're totally nuts.
Well, I'm pleading with our military chain of command to defend the Constitution of the United States and our people and their own troops by disobeying any order which is illegal, and God knows the order to do an aggressive war is an illegal order.
Well, Dr. Bowman, it's almost like we're in Nazi Germany and we're having to hope the high command does something. I mean, we've gotten into a situation.
And this 9/11 was our Reichstag fire.
So, I mean, we're here in this Twilight Zone-type atmosphere where we're having to beg people to not do it. I mean, Let me bring up Star Wars, because I was reading some accounts about when you were the head of the Star Wars program, you even had the top brass say, look, you know, when you leave here, go warn everybody and stop this. Tell us that story. Of course, nothing classified, but whatever you can tell us that you've already said before, and then anything new you can tell us. And
okay, well, when I retired, I felt good about what we had done. The Star Wars program was a quiet, super secret research program to understand the technology and develop countermeasures and know what the Russians might be able to do and to develop the bits and pieces just in case the answer changed. But the answer we got from our strategic studies was forget the technology. If you were successful technically in building this thing, it would be against our national security interests because it's useless in the hands of an innocent party sitting back trying to protect himself because it's so vulnerable. It's only useful in the hands of an aggressor.
It's only good in sneak attacks.
Yeah. And so I reported that to our government in 1977. And what happened was that after I retired in 78, all of a sudden Reagan gets elected, and with him pulling his strings are the people that we in the military used to call the lunatic fringe. Crazy George Keegan, General Danny Graham, Edward Teller, and these folks got him to do Star Wars and I think convinced him that he invented the idea, which he, of course, claimed in his March 23rd, 1983 speech.
Well, yeah, 1979 at Bohemian Grove, Time Magazine reported they came to him and said, we've already got this program, call it Star Wars.
Well, I called it Star Wars in 1977 in my secret report to the government.
So you're the guy that coined it.
But it was independently coined, I'm sure, later by critics after Reagan's speech, but because he didn't call it Star Wars. But the fact of the matter is that after his Star Wars speech, I continued to speak out. I was speaking out very cautiously in 81 and 82 about the dangers of weapons in space. And after his Star Wars 3, I really got busy. And Reagan's own Joint Chiefs of Staff called me in and said, we can't say anything. There's a gag order on everybody on active duty and even anybody who retired after Reagan took office. We can't say a thing. We can't write anything. You retired in time. You've got to warn the American people about this military lunacy. So I did.
Now, they were worried because, and correct me if I'm wrong, Doctor, because this would just cause a weapons race in space, something that hadn't been weaponized yet. And as you said, it would allow the Russians then to have a sneak attack capability, and it was only good for us in a sneak attack offensive capability.
That's right. And, of course, we always believed, we in the military believed, that we were the good guys, that we weren't going to start a nuclear war, that we wouldn't be the aggressors. And so these weapons were useless to us. They were only valuable to an aggressor. And little did we know that the people that were pulling Reagan's strings, that's exactly what they wanted. They wanted to be the aggressor. They wanted to start a nuclear war. And because they thought we could win it if we initiated it. And
just like General LeMay was a complete psychopath wanting to do it 30 years before.
Right, right. So, anyway, I did speak out. I gave over 5,000 speeches around the country about Reagan's Star Wars scheme. And that really got me, of course, it got me out of industry. It got me out of, the mainstream. And I became a permanent whistleblower and troublemaker, and that's what I still am, I guess.
How far can you go? And if I can, I'm going to hold you for 5 more minutes, sir, to the other side, because we got Bob Daisy coming up, because I want to be able to answer this question. But when we get back, I want to know just how much you can tell us about what we know is up there right now. X-ray lasers, hydrogen bombs, or are they planning to put that in space, or is it just missile killers or particle beams? You know, what have they put up there? We'll be right back. Final segment with Dr. Bob Bowman. We can link through to his website at InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376. What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
They railed against the crown.
They railed against the crown.
Another ragtag band.
Another ragtag band.
Declaring independence.
Declaring independence.
They laid their lives, their liberty, their treasure down.
Laid their bodies down.
In a bloody war.
On a bloody war.
For liberty.
And liberty.
For us.
For their descendants.
What are we doing for our descendants? Thanks to them, we're free today.
Free today. Thanks to the Renegades.
You know, we play.
We're free today.
We play a clip of that almost every single broadcast because I want to thank our founding fathers and I want to thank the veterans and I want to thank the modern day heroes like Dr. Bob Bowman who are standing up and who are going to help us defeat these bastards. Dr. Bowman, do you have any doubt? I mean, I see so many prominent people, so many grassroots people, so many good people. You know, we've got the good thinkers. Normally, the smartest people are the good people. They are the informed people. And then you've got this dumbed-down mass and this gaggle of insane power-controlling freaks. And I think we can beat them. What do you think is going to happen?
Absolutely. I'm very hopeful. There's so many of us now. And I tell people out there, if you've got a combat veteran running for office in your district, and he's against this Iraq war, and he's against NAFTA, GATT, CAFTA, World Trade Organization, all the globalization, help him. Get him elected. And, you know, my website is bowman2006.com. Help me. I've linked to the others. Help us all get in there and have a citizens' congress that will serve the needs of the people for a change instead of the greeds of the corporations and the billionaires.
Well, sir, you're a warrior in your own right, and I mean, so many people say we can't win, we can't fight, but what fight in life, even if it's a bully picking on you when you're 10 years old, he's 15, he's trying to beat you up, it's always better just to fight back. I mean, I know that half the battle is knowing we can win and simply putting one foot in front of the other.
Absolutely.
I mean, is that the lesson you've learned from life? What are the lessons?
Oh, yeah, you betcha. You know, people said I didn't have a chance of keeping weapons out of space in 1983, but, you know, we did it. I learned that one person can make a difference. You're making a difference. I'm making a difference. We can all make a difference.
Well, we've also got the motivating factor of trying to keep this country free. I mean, you know, they changed the rule 2 years ago where they can start taking private pension funds, and now GM's talking about gutting it. I mean, we're in crisis mode here.
We are indeed.
Space-based weapons, you know, all those, 84% of the shuttle missions have been secret. There's all these other secret rockets going off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do you think's up there? I mean, you say you stopped it. We know you stopped the public weaponization, and a lot of evidence shows that their programs were scaled way back. But, I mean, what did they want to put in space versus what they have put in space?
Well, they wanted all sorts of stuff up there, the laser battle stations, the kinetic energy kill vehicles, all sorts of things. Now, we know that...
That's the rail guns?
No, that's another one still. But I've got a whole book on that stuff.
Tell us about it.
Well, Star Wars Defense or Death Star. It's out of print now, but I do have a few of them. And if people are really interested in that, they can contact me through my website and... if they're interested in the history of this, this is a 1984 book, but it tells all the technology and the strategy and why these things were against our security interest, and why if we had done what Reagan said he wanted to do, which is build Star Wars and give one to the Russians too so we'd both be protected, it would have meant instantaneous and automatic nuclear war.
And the last minute we've got left, why? I mean, break that equation down.
Well, these weapons, including the ones that Bush is working on now and wanting to put into space, are so vulnerable to even modest technology that any country that wanted to actually shoot an ICBM at us and had the technology to do that, would automatically have the technology to shoot down Bush's 747s with lasers orbiting off the coast of China, for example, or destroy one of our cruisers with interceptors on it sitting off the coast of North Korea. The thing about all of these weapons, including the space weapons, is they have to get within 300 miles of the launch point to do any good, and they can be destroyed. So it was all a hoax on the American people, this whole
just like 9/11.
Defense shield. Well, just like a 9/11, just like the Iraq war, and just like the coming Iran war if we don't put a stop to it.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
God bless.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm.
Welcome back, folks. Before we go to Bob Dacey and play five clips from the InfoWars team, of course he was involved in that as well, confronting Lord Keen Friday from the Lee Hamilton Keen Fraud Commission. Before we do that, I just want to say something. The news we're breaking every day, what my team is doing every day. I mean, last night we put together this big article about this Dr. Death saying we need to kill 90% of the population and getting the big award, the standing ovation of the Academy of Scientists here in Texas. That's a huge article. You got to get that out to everybody. It's so important. We covered it in the first hour. Then we have the former director of the Star Wars program on, coming right out and saying, yeah, only the government could do it. He's a fighter pilot in his own right. You know, going over how Bush needs to be arrested. He's running for Congress. I mean, think about the magnitude of this. And we're out confronting Keen. We are just hitting him from every angle. And I want to thank all of you for the support. You have made this possible. I want to thank you for all you've done out there, listeners. Keep it up. Keep spreading the word about Genesis and the streams or the local AM or FM affiliates you listen on. Please continue to support us in what we're doing. And please get my film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Please get Loose Change 2, second edition that I carry. Please get Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. available on InfoWars.com. Please get my new film, The Order of Death. When you get that, you get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove for free, updated, re-edited on the same DVD. Two films, price of one. Support us. We've radically expanded. We're spending all the funds that come in to fight the globalists, so we need your support. Go to InfoWars.com. If you've already ordered the videos, make copies of the videos you've got, or order more originals and give them to people. Air them on Access Television. Show them at your VFW hall or at the nursing home or, you know, at the college campus. I don't care. At the library. We're taking action. We're not waiting for orders from headquarters. We're going to the sound of the guns. We're engaging in the info war. We're defending this republic. So be sure and go to InfoWars.com to peruse the safe, secure online shopping cart there at the video and bookstore, the books on tape, the t-shirts, the bumper stickers, the films. It's all there, InfoWars.com. Or call toll-free right now and make your order. They can answer your questions. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And let me just add one more thing to that. You can go to prisonplanet.tv for 15 cents a day and get a monthly subscription. Just go get a monthly subscription. Download all my films, burn copies. It's a great activist center. My book, Paul Watson's book, weekly TV reports, our best audio interviews, prisonplanet.tv, prisonplanet.tv. Take action. And for just a few more days, then we're going to cut it off. Okay, a few more days, and it's over. The spring special, we're talking about 5+ months, almost half a year free. You get 5.3 months free on a year membership, and by the way, it's April 3rd now. This is we started it April 5th. This is our two-year anniversary in just a couple days of running PrisonPlanet.tv. Over 1,000 pieces of media now on PrisonPlanet.tv, and it just gets better and better, and we've added servers. The downloads are even quicker, and the streams are even quicker. It's working wonderfully, and I want to thank you all for your support out there. So PrisonPlanet.tv. Go get that almost half a year free right now by signing up. And then I want to just say this. Why has Genesis been successful, a small network? Why have I been so successful at fighting the New World Order? Because I have passion, I do my research, and because you've supported us, and because we don't infight. I mean, there's a scumbag out there that pushes peak oil and tells us not to be involved in 9/11 and that the movement's dead, and he's the same one telling us all our resources are gone, and that all ties into this, you know, this whole mindset of these professors and people that say we got to get rid of the population. These individuals have said this. How on earth do people even support them? And then people say, well, you need to respond to these attack pieces. No, I have guests on. I'm covering data. I'm covering information. I'm fighting the New World Order. When other people attack me, that's not what this movement's about. It's a bunch of egomaniacs or paid COINTELPRO bloggers, and submitted a lot of them are paid, trying to get us all fighting with each other, going, that person's an agent, this person's an agent, that person's bad, this one's bad. No, it's about the info and getting in the fight. Okay, we know the globalists are bad. We know they're coming down on us. We know what's happening. Let's have a big tent. Let's get everybody involved in this fight, and let's come in for the big win. Okay, and I just thought I'd spend a minute or two on that. And some of these people are just egomaniacs. A lot of others are paid on the payroll, you know, admittedly former CIA or police or others. They're losing, folks. They're angry. They're frustrated. They're screaming even louder. And I frankly shouldn't even respond to that and say that. It's just that we're about issues. That's why we grow. That's why we expand. We're here working desperately. I was here until 2 a.m. last night. We're here busting our butts. Because we know our families are in danger, folks. It is a razor-thin edge right now if we're going to be able to win this thing. We have a chance, though. And I know even if the New World Order is going to come down on us, it's better to be fighting them. It'll be much lower impact in that fight. All right, Bob Dacey, been a listener, I guess, for about 10, 12 years. And he woke up, I guess, 8, 9 years ago. He was at a TV show for 6 or 7, I forget. Very popular, does great programs, even writes for, you know, the New American Magazine on the globalization. He's another example of somebody taking action. My team went up there on Friday. We're going to play some clips in a minute. There'll be video up about confronting Chairman Keenan on the site later for everybody for free. But Bob went up there on his own right with some folks, did a great job, and so he joins us to give us a report here. Then I'm also going to play 5 short clips. The clips are only about 3 minutes in total with Chairman Keene and others. But good to have you on with us, Bob.
Well, I'm very glad to be here, Alex. I heard you talking about Mr. Chairman Keene, and I thought, well, gee, since I was there, I might call in and, you know, tell people what happened, you know?
You bet, my friend. Let me digress for a second, though. What do you think about everybody starting to wake up? I mean, are you getting the same thing I'm getting, that there is a explosive renaissance of understanding happening?
I have found that it's easier and easier and easier for more mainstream people all the time to get the big picture now, because it's so in your face, it is so obvious what's going on.
It really is obvious. I mean, I remember day one down at the TV station saying it's an inside job, and even having another producer down there who's supposedly a patriot screaming and cussing at me in the hallway saying, how dare I say that? Of course, they're not saying that now.
No, they're not, because more and more evidence is coming out despite everything they're trying to do to shut it up.
Well, that's certainly happening. Bob, this was the shilling lecture. I love it. They really were shilling for the New World Order, but I'm not joking. It was called the shilling lecture there at the oldest university in Texas, north of Austin. Just give us a ballpark of what happened, and then I'm going to play some clips.
Well, basically what happened is at the when we were trying to gather there as media, trying to figure out, you know, where to set up for the little press conference they had before the speech, first thing that happened is we noticed that that we were told we couldn't go up there yet because the students who were going to be asking the questions at the end of the conference, at the end of the speech, were being prepped by Keene's people. And I looked at Kelly Taylor, my producer, and she looked at me, and we thought, did we just hear that? And we went up when we
finally
went up
there. Because later they declared it was independent new questions. It really wasn't.
Well, they had three people come up there, like chosen students to come up and speak to the governor and ask him questions. But they were prepping them up there in the room before the thing happened. And as they were leaving the room, I asked one of the students, are you the guys going to be asking the questions after the speech? And she said, yeah. So there was no spontaneity about the questions.
By the way, I digress. We're trying to write a big piece on this today. Bob, as soon as you get off, can you hammer out four or five paragraphs that I'll include in the article?
I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, and then you know my secret email, don't you?
Yeah.
Go ahead and also send it to ryan@infowars.com.
Okay.
But I need that within an hour of you getting off. Can you do that?
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
I mean, just a basic four paragraphs. It's going to be a composite. The other three guys that were there, some of my comments. So it'll be a composite with each person commenting. You know, Bob Daisy's analysis is. But please include that. That's a key point I'd forgotten to mention from the witnesses. So just like these town halls, that was stage two. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, I didn't know what the situation was going to be. I didn't know what kind of press was going to be there. But as it turned out, there were only four reporters in the press availability, and two of them, myself included, and of course Kevin Smith from InfoWars, were hostile. And it was quite impressive, because he was there for 15 minutes deflecting the serious questions. And I'm the guy that asked him the question about Building 7. You know, I laid the whole thing out, and he just absolutely blew it off. You know,
we're going to play some of those clips here in just a moment. And then later, he was even having people screaming in the audience, what about Building 7 as well? And then he basically said, biometrics will save us, A-bombs are going to go off, give up all your rights. I mean, he was just there selling fear.
It was classic boilerplate fear-mongering. It's the same old tired line, give up your rights in order to get security. I mean, that was it. His biggest fear was that the big nuke was going to get us. And yet when Kevin asked him a question about going after Iran instead of Pakistan, he sat there and twisted around on himself and said that, well, Pakistan is really dangerous. And I'm thinking, well, then why are we arming them? I mean, you know, they can't keep their facts straight. Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, the border is wide open, but we've all got to let the police pull us over and shake us down. Tell you what, let's just go ahead and play the clips now, and after each clip,
right,
we can comment. A few of these
right.
are short. After things happened, my guys were going to unfurl a banner that said 9/11 was an inside job, but for some reason they didn't inside the auditorium, so they tried to do it outside with Stewart and others, and then the police come right over, and you're out front, people are coming out outside by the street, and the police say, get that out of here, and it'll all be up there later. Then the cops start laughing at us as they leave, and the free speech zone is by baseball fields, hundreds of yards away, behind the university, where no one can even see you. So, see, in the new Soviet America, your free speech is far away. Then he gets into two clips on Building 7. Let's go ahead and play the officer and the free speech zone as they're asking where it is, and they just say, hey, it's out in that field over there. Go ahead and roll it.
Officer, where's our free speech zone?
Across the street, you'll see a fenced area over there.
A fenced area?
Yeah, white barrier fence that you can't
And of course, there's a lot more video of that. I don't know why that clip is so short. But the cops are laughing at him, prodding him. They all get off on frustrating people at a university with a banner. It's real fun to destroy America and destroy the First Amendment. Comments, Bob?
Well, my comment on that is, that's what happened. I was watching it when they escorted him away. But the thing is, since when does America have free speech zones? I thought all of America was a free speech zone.
Well, it's like in Nashville, they called up all the businesses on the parade route a week before and said, no Bush signs, no anti-Bush signs in your windows. And one coffee shop owner said, I'm a Republican, but I'm a Vietnam vet. That's it. I'm putting an anti-Bush sign up.
I mean,
the Secret Service calling saying no anti-Bush signs in your business. I mean, this is the new one. And so the free speech zone, of course, is always where no one can see you, Bob.
Yeah, out there under the highway up in New York, right? I mean, people have to realize, hey, the people that run our government right now claim that there are free speech zones where you're allowed to have free speech. Now, y'all need to wake up to that. There's something seriously wrong there.
Well, if I'd have been there, I'd have had to make them arrest me. And I've been arrested before. And I'm going to sue them. And in some cases we win, in some cases we lose. But, I mean, folks, this is disgusting. They even, on the side of the highway, they're now saying no free speech. Let's go ahead and play the next one. This is where he tells us we're all going to get nuked any minute. Go ahead and roll it. This is Keen.
The thing that keeps me awake at night is the danger of a terrorist with a nuclear device. That is, to me, the nightmare scenario.
The nightmare scenario, but our government helps arm North Korea, Pakistan. They're going to let India, who hasn't signed any agreements, accelerate their production of hydrogen weapons. They gave the communist Chinese the MIRV and reentry technology for their Long March 2s.
Well, don't forget, Alex, that the Bush administration now wants the Hutchison Whampoa, the Chinese communist company that's run by the Chinese army, to be in charge of detecting nuclear activity trying to come into our country through the ports. They want the communist Chinese to check it out. I mean, insane.
And folks, by the way, it is mainstream news that is the PLA and that the Navy runs those ships. It is the Chinese military to run our biggest deepwater port in the Bahamas. They've already got Long Beach and the Panama Canal.
Yeah, so they think they're really scared of the big nuke getting smuggled into the country when here we have our great ideological enemy, the communist Chinese, going to be in charge of making sure those things don't get in here. That is absolutely, I don't know what the word is,
Bob,
Alex.
Bob, be sure and add that in your piece, because we're going to have all these clips up there and more. I think it's about 30 minutes long or so. We're going to have it all up there, and people can go through and just see this for themselves. The next clip, let's just play this one, and then it's just self-explanatory. We'll comment on it. Go ahead and roll it.
And what we learned from all that research and all that reading was that the United States government had failed us at the most fundamental level, and above all, a failure of imagination. There's nobody at all these layers of government ever imagined that scenario.
And then, of course, it's admitted that they had total prior knowledge, you know, even if you believe they weren't involved and blocked the FBI from stopping them, the so-called Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. So that's a manifest fraud right there.
Yeah,
and then their answer is a total centralization, a dictatorship run by a torture master, John Negroponte, to keep us safe.
Yeah, nobody imagined the scenario, although the Pentagon was in the year before September 11th was having a drill about a plane smacking into the Pentagon, right? And he didn't mention in his little horrible scenario about how we were failed that the two of the hijackers that were living in San Diego were living with an FBI informant. He didn't mention that.
Or how they were trained at U.S. military bases. Let's play the first Building 7 one. Go ahead and roll Building 7 comment. This is him responding to a question about why didn't you mention Building 7 in your report?
We didn't see any evidence of the kind of thing you're talking about. We thought that was part of the tragedy of 9/11. The building collapsed later on. There was not a lot of loss of life in that building. And it was not part of our report.
Not part of the report. Thank you.
Now, that's Bob talking to him, so it's not part of the report because it's not important.
Yeah, it's just not important.
A 47-story building. Here's a longer clip of him responding to Building 7. Roll it.
At 5:20 p.m. on September 11th, World Trade Center Building number 7, 47-story modern frame steel skyscraper, that no plane hit, collapsed into an inevitable pile onto itself, and exhibiting all the characteristics of controlled demolition. The guy who owns the place, Larry Silverstein, belatedly admitted on a documentary on PBS that he got together with the New York Fire Department and uphold the building, which is a demolition term for taking it down. FEMA, in their investigation, didn't say that. They said the fire must have knocked it down, but they couldn't figure out how. Video evidence shows what appears to be explosive squibs going up the side of the building from south to north, or from bottom to top as the building collapsed. There was molten metal found in the basement of that building at temperatures that exceeded anything normal fire could cause. There's all the confusion about what happened to Building 7. Why is there no word about the collapse of that building in the 911 Commission report?
So, see, that's the question that we played after his response. When we come back, we'll play his response one more time. And I'm sorry, the room didn't have good audio quality. But imagine he says all that, and then Keene just says, I don't know anything about it. We didn't really discuss that in the report because no loss of life. Actually, a Secret Service agent died in there. A 47-story building, and nobody wants to talk about it. The media doesn't want to discuss it. Final segment with Bob Dacey. On the other side, I'm Alex Jones, your host. InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, JonesReport.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Welcome back. Final segment. I can't blame my guys. They did a great job. But I told them that when Keene poo-pooed and moved past Building 7 to yell at him, hey, answer the question. Respond to Silverstein. Respond to the bombs in the building. I should have gone. I just had already done. Missed two days last week because of the network moving. So I did the show live Friday to be here with you with all those great guests and information we covered. Now again, you just heard Bob Dacey's question to him. Here was Keene's answer. He just mumbles it out. Here it is.
We didn't see any evidence of the kind of thing you're talking about. We thought that was one of the part of the tragedy of 9/11. The building collapsed later on. There was not a lot of loss of life in that building. And it was not part of our report.
Not part of our report. Thank
you. Not part of our report. Thank you. I just said, hey, don't you try to move around the question. How do you sleep at night? How do you sleep at night covering up this mass murder that's being used to destroy America's freedoms? Bob, I'm going to give you a spanking right now on air.
Oh, that's just terrible. You know, there's another thing he blew off. I asked him in a previous question, I asked him about the financing of September 11th and why in his 911 report he said that the, quote, ultimately the question is of little practical significance in regard to who financed the attack. And his basic answer to that was that because so little money was spent to carry it out, it wasn't worth pursuing. You know, like if you have a hitman that's going to contract with a hitman to go out and kill somebody, if you don't pay him very much, the cops aren't going to investigate who paid him off. You know, I think if it works out to 3,000 dead people and $500,000 cost to carry it out, that works out to about $166 a person. So I guess the rule from the King Commission is if you want to take out a contract killing on somebody, make sure you spend less than $166, and then the cops won't even worry about who paid for the hit.
Bob, you did a great job. I commend you. You asked the best questions, no doubt, and I just am mad that I wasn't there. I should have just run a rebroadcast and gone. We've got about a minute and a half, 2 minutes left. Anything else you want to cover, any other observations you made?
Well, you know, I also asked him about FBI agent Robert Wright and why there was nothing of his testimony that appeared in the 911 report. And Mr. Keene there said, well, yes, I think he did. And I said, well, no, he didn't. And apparently now we find out there's two reports. There's one that they published for us slobbering masses, and apparently there's a secret one
that we don't know about. We know from Wright's lawyer, who we've interviewed, David Shippers and Larry Klayman as well, that he was ordered under threat of arrest not to stop Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, he was on the money trail. He was the guy that was investigating, documenting how the money got from Saudi Arabia, et cetera, through the Islamic charities in the United States.
And now it's come out in the Zacharias Moussaoui trial that 75 times other agents told him specifically and were told to back off.
Yeah, you know, the bottom line is this guy Keene is just out there blowing smoke and trying to keep people away from the money trail.
Well, he admittedly is in business with the Bin Laden family. That's mainstream news.
Yeah, but he didn't admit it at the press conference. He denied it at the press conference.
Now, also, you guys brought it up, and I want to make sure my people put this in the tape, all the stuff you're mentioning, and we're going to post on the site later today. You guys said, hey, you were appointed by Bush. And he said, yeah, but I appointed the others. So what? He appoints you, you appoint them.
Yeah, and half the people on the 911 commission or CFR members are all in the same happy little club while he pretends like they were fighting and bickering with each other.
Well, that's all important, Bob. We really appreciate your contribution to this. We're very thankful to you, Bob.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed getting within his range. It was a lot of fun.
Well, I love the British accent. I mean, that Atlantic blue blood accent. I mean, nothing against the Brits, but this whole class of blue bloods in America who are so un-American, they've never even adopted our speech patterns.
Well, they sound so intelligent that way.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, that's so cool.
If there's anything they say, shut up, you knave. Lord Bush needs your freedoms. A-bombs are going to get us. That's my number one fear. They're going to bomb us. Give up all your rights to us. Hey, thank you, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you, Alex. Take care.
Vaya con Dios. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. This was a bombshell broadcast. God bless you all.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.